I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast.
Imagine it's 4 in the morning and you wake up with this instant thought and craving for some scrumptious finger-licking dessert or that slice of pizza that you had left in the fridge earlier. You instantly get up, walk to your kitchen, and that kitchen smells of this comforting aroma of freshly baked fruit buns and lemon tarts and chocolate mousse. That's the life every person lives who has a home baker in their house. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us a super talented and artistic baker, Gitanjali Kaul. She is someone who has truly mastered the balancing act between time, temperature, ingredients, and most importantly, patience that is required to bake the best goodies in the world. With her Ghaziabad-based business venture called The Good Goodies, Gitanjali is literally doing a service to humankind with her out-of-the-box recipes and personally customized cakes. With picking the finest quality ingredients to spending dedicated hours in trying and retrying and retrying different recipes, Gitanjali does her best to bring out the perfect combination to please one's palate. Hi Gitanjali, how are you today? What's been up in life lately?
Hi, I am very happy today. It's a beautiful day, full of possibilities, and I'm raring to go. Apart from, of course, the prevailing COVID scare and, that danger that's looming in any case, things are otherwise getting back to normal. We are stepping out, albeit with all precautions, meeting friends and family, and even traveling. Life's good, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. And I can certainly add that my life has just become better since I am talking to you right now. Gitanjali, I have known you for almost a decade now. And ever since I have known you, I've seen you baking and experimenting with the different ingredients and recipes and doing all such excellent stuff, you know. Would you want to share with us that exactly how long have you been baking and when did you decide to take this up as a profession?
I have been baking, I think, from the time I could help Mama in the kitchen. She was our baker of the house. My dad was in the army, you see. And we were posted in various places where there was, apart from a cantonment, there was nothing else. So a bakery was, you know, really something not really usually seen. So Mama used to bake our birthday cakes, and seeing her, and she was very innovative. So from flowers to complete themes, I had a whole village theme from one of my birthdays, and she had put in a cake and sandwiches, and the entire table was a village with houses and hearts and animals and I don't know whatnot. It was really interesting. And that's how I started. And initially, as an interest, you want to really hone your skills, so you keep practicing. Eventually, one of my very old friends, I would say he shoved me into this line because he said that if I didn't accept an order for his daughter's birthday cake, and if I did not take money for it, he wouldn't have anything to do with me anymore. So our friendship is very special to me, so I accepted. And that was my first professional cake order. So it takes a lot of motivation from friends and family to push you in the right direction. So, 2014, and it's been 8 years now. No looking back.
That's incredible, Gitanjali. Both these anecdotes that you have just narrated are so warm and so beautiful. And since I am someone who has had many of your cakes and goodies, I say bless that friend who pushed you into this. Seriously, you're doing fantastic work. Gitanjali, I'm sure you have a treasure full of memories associated with baking. Which one is your favorite memory of all?
My favorite memory of baking, That would have to be my, from the time I was in school, I think I was in class 9th or 10th. And Dad was posted in a place near Jhansi called Babina, where the monsoons would hit in the month of July, beginning or end of June, beginning July, just when the schools would open. So me and my sister, both of us would come back from school and invariably it would rain in the afternoon and we would enjoy frolicking in the rainwater, getting drenched. And then we would go a quick change and both of us were in the kitchen after that making some goodies for tea, whether it was cookies or brownies or cake, something interesting, cupcakes and no icing, nothing, just plain tea cakes. And that was such a, that you know, that memory is so lovely that even when I talk about it right now, I can, you know.
Oh, that road to nostalgia surely pulls everyone in. And I am just happy for you that you've lived all these moments with your loved ones. So let me at least try to cheer you up a little there. And why don't you tell us your quick go-to recipes that make you happy?
A go-to recipe. We all have one of those at least. See, being a baker, I'm mostly in my kitchen, which is no, that's no surprise. Yet, you know, when I'm done, like we would, like normally people come back from office, they hang up their office bag and come and relax. Similarly, I shut down my kitchen and my work and I come back into my room and sit down. And usually there are some leftovers, some bits of cake or, you know, something sweet, some chocolates, something that's left over. So it generally makes its way into the main house. However, most of the times it does not happen. And there is this craving that hits you, in, say, in the middle of the night, especially if you're doing a late night, watching a movie or something. So I have this one short shot recipe. It contains eggs, go to milk. And depending on how sweet you'd like it. And once that is soaked, add an egg, some butter. And you can even add bits of apple or nuts, raisins, anything, choco chips. Just add all of it together and mix it up nicely and bake it in the microwave for 8 minutes. And once it's out, nice and warm, you can smear some, heat up a little bit of jam and smear it on top of this marmalade or just a little bit of cream, or if you've got ice cream, nothing like it. And this is a bread and butter pudding and it goes with a whole variety of things. I mean, the sky is the limit. So this is my favorite go-to recipe for those nighttime cravings. There are a whole lot of others, but this is my favorite.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast.
Okay, a quick confession there. Listening to all that, I am struggling a bit to speak right now because my mouth is already watering. I'm definitely trying this recipe the moment I get home today. Anyway, since we are talking about baking and all, why don't you tell us what are some of the common mistakes that new bakers tend to make and they must be cautious of?
Well, I believe that if you don't make mistakes, you never learn. So go ahead, make mistakes. But remember, never to repeat them. Now, there's some things that, you know, as if in, when you want to learn baking or if you are already enthusiastic about baking and you want to try out new things, I have just some suggestions for new bakers. Number one would be follow the recipe. If you're trying it out for the first time, follow the recipe. Once you are sure of how, you know, how it's come out the way it is supposed to, then you can alter it, remove one thing, add something else, innovate, add some whatever other stuff that you like, add choco chips to a cookie or add chocolate chunks to a cake. That's up to you till you're absolutely clear about it. Number two, measure every ingredient. Measure it because each thing has a proportion. Remember mathematics? It stays throughout your life. Number three, ask. Don't be shy. There are no silly questions. Don't be afraid to ask people, ask friends, ask family, ask me, call me. I'll be more than happy to help. Okay. And number four, bake what makes you happy. I have always felt that if you like the taste, then the person whom you're feeding it to will also like it. If you don't like the taste of something, even though you may have learnt it, it will never come out nice. It's just one of those things. So I hope that helps.
Oh, it sure does. I am totally taking down notes of everything you're speaking, and I'm sure there would be a lot of listeners who would be doing the same right now. But to all the people who are listening to all this, what if they want to order something from the Good Goodies? How can they reach you?
The Good Goodies is present on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Google. All you have to do is just search for the Good Goodies Ghaziabad, because there are some others around the world. But there's only one Good Goodies in Ghaziabad and I think in India. So I'm there on social media. I have a website which is goodgoodies.in. So all my contact details, directions to where my home bakery is, all of it is there. My telephone number, email address, and I'll be most happy to answer queries for cakes as well as classes. And call me, WhatsApp, call, email, I'm there everywhere.
Yes, you heard it right. Contact Gitanjali for orders and queries. Reach out to her on goodgoodies.in. That is goodgoodies.in. And if you do not have any immediate baking related requirements, just go to her DMs and thank her for all the tips and tricks and recipes and memories and whatnot that she has shared in this podcast. It's been such a treat talking to Gitanjali today. Won't you all agree? I am your host, Shruti, and you were listening to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe.